Welcome to Brewing Success, where growth is the mission, change is the reward, and progress is the goal. I am your host, Andrea Gebhardt. I'm a former educator turned passionate entrepreneur whose desire to create impact has never wavered. I have spent the last decade teaching, mentoring, and coaching people on how to create success in their lives and businesses with proven strategies and systems that not only bring about change, but big results. When it comes down to it, teaching is my specialty, leadership is my jam, and inspiring you to live a bigger, fuller life is what I'm all about. This podcast will give you the knowledge and tools you need to brew success in almost any area of your life. You're going to walk away each week feeling inspired, motivated, and ready to step outside your comfort zone and into the next level of who you're meant to be. Now let's get into today's episode. Thanks for being back here another week, joining me here on Brewing Success. So good to have you back. And, you know, I have to just say that some of you guys are reaching out to learn more about the brand new Brewing Success community. It is an online mentorship program that is available that's really, really incredible with weekly teaching and training on various leadership topics. A crazy amount, actually. I've been told I'm crazy for just giving all this stuff away for free. Crazy amount of free resources and tools. So head on over to the website, head on over to the Instagram page to, you can go to brewingsuccess.com to learn a little bit more about the community, all that it has to offer. I'd love to have you be a part of it. We are so stoked about what is coming, what is happening, and how it's all going to come together. So with that, today we are going to talk about three little decisions that you can make daily that will bring you big results. And I feel like in the world that we live in today, there is literally a hack for just about everything. And thanks to the speed in which information is delivered, hello, social media and the internet, and how much of it we have access to and how much we consume, we've literally become a person of many ideas and tools, many strategies for all the things. I mean, just the other day, somebody was talking about something. I was like, oh my gosh, so I saw this video on social media and blah, 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 blah. You can just do this. Like, I've never tried it. I don't know if it works, but I saw it. So here, I'm going to tell you all about it, right? Like, it's, we just literally carry around all this information, little tips and tricks for this, that, and everything in between. But just like when you go to a restaurant with a giant menu, okay, I always think of like Cheesecake Factory or like BJ's, they have this giant, you know, menu is like 20 pages long. There's a million different types of food, a million different options. And the more options that you have, the longer it takes you to decide. You cannot decide. Like, the pizza looks amazing. There's that great salad, which you probably know you should eat. But the salmon, oh my gosh, wait, they have tacos? Like, I can't do it. So what happens is it takes us longer to make decisions. And then we end up actually not even really happy with the decision that we made because there are so many other options out there and available. We are worried that we have like regrets, I guess you can say, and we kind of like question the decision that we made in the first place. However, if you go somewhere like Chipotle or In-N-Out where the menu is real small, right? You've got these options, In-N-Out, you've got three options, pick one. How many of you have ordered from that menu at In-N-Out or Chick-fil-A, for example, and then, you know, kind of had buyer's remorse. Oh man, I should have gotten the double-double. Oh man, I should have gotten the spicy deluxe. Oh man, like, no, you're like so happy with what you wanted because the amount of time between you seeing the information and like you actually making the decision was so short, it doesn't leave room for that. And so we're actually much happier with the decisions that we make, more satisfied and more fulfilled. So here's the problem. We are on social media. We are absorbing all this content. We are consuming all these different things. We have all these different strategies and ideas and ways to go about things. And we don't really know which one to use or which one to apply. So we sit here and we just waffle back and forth, you know, and vacillate over what we're going to do. And we actually don't do anything. But when we start to do something, we wonder if we started with the right plan. And can you even hear it in my voice right now? I know it's happened to you because it's happened to me, which is why I want to kind of like bring some clarity to the situation and get in here with you and kind of just set you down straight. Cause you know, my ultimate goal for you all the time is just to like help you grab a hold of things that are going to deliver real tangible progress in your life. That's what this entire show is about. We got to get better at finding out what floats our little progress boat, you guys. And how do we know if it floats our little progress boat? Because we can do it. Like, it makes sense. Like, it's something we can do right now with what we have and where we are. We can sustain it, meaning, oh, that's something I can do every single day for the rest of my life. And if it's not something you could do every day for the rest of your life, it's not sustainable, you know, and you're going to sell yourself short on long-term success. And the third piece of that is that it's got to bring about results. Nobody wants to spend time doing things that don't bring results, right? I mean, yeah, we make a little room for trial and error and figure things out and tweaking and making adjustments and all that kind of stuff. But when we have so much information readily available to us, we have to be real good about finding things and like asking, okay, can I do this? Can I do it for a long time? Put it into practice, find out real quick if it's bringing results, you know, and find what floats, like I said, your little progress boat. Toot toot. So we have to move from trying to decide what to do, you know, going through the options, looking at all of the different ways that we can go about something, to finding out what works and putting it into action, which leads me to today's episode, because this works. It's proven, it's tried, it's tested, it is true. And that's why I'm giving it to you here today, because I want you to put it into action. I don't know about you, but with the millions of voices out there claiming to have found exactly what you need to do to be successful, the challenge has become not knowing where to start, not knowing how to make that thing work, or simply feeling so overwhelmed and confused you do absolutely nothing. Again, the challenge has become, like, I don't know where to start. How many of you guys have found yourself in that position? I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make that work. I don't know how to put that into action. Or feeling so overwhelmed and confused, you end up doing nothing. Fortunately for you, I started trying to find ways to declutter the advice and think of the essentials that need to be kept in the productivity resource file. And quite simply, when it comes down to it, when it comes down to winning your day, when it comes to becoming more productive, when it comes to staying on track, when it comes to making progress, there truly are just three categories you need to get great at checking in with and putting into practice, because these are the things that when they are applied together and put into practice consistently over time, they have the ability to actually assist you in gaining traction toward your goals in a way, this is my favorite part, in a way that reduces the headaches and increases the headway that you experience. So let's talk about the big three. They are filter, focus, and prioritize. Literally, if you just began each day intentionally thinking about these three things and making decisions around these three things and began your day with these three things in mind, what you're going to find is that not only have you accelerated your ability to be successful, but you're doing more than 97% of the people that are out there than they're doing. You want to know what that is? You want to know what's going to, how applying this is going to set you apart and make you different? If you ever wanted to level up, my friends, this is it. It's because when you do this, you are taking your life into your hands. You're taking accountability and responsibility for the way you spend your time, becoming so intentional about your life that nothing is wasted and everything is about moving it all forward. It keeps you from being stagnant. It keeps you from becoming complacent. It protects you from the ruts. It minimizes setbacks and ultimately results in way less disappointment. Now, notice I didn't say no disappointment. I mean, come on now. We all know the journey to success is filled with little pothole failures, right? Like those little failure potholes, I guess, boom, 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 that make the ride a little bit more interesting. It doesn't get rid of all of that. It just reduces it. Okay. These are three little decisions you get to make each day that will lead to one big result, and that result is progress. So if you are like, oh yes, okay, speaking my language, I want progress, let's get into it and let's talk about these three. Also, P.S., don't worry, you know I already created like a little resource for you, waiting for you in the show notes that will help you implement this very strategy into your daily life like right away. And I cannot wait for you to get your hands on it. It's absolutely free. It's in the show notes. Go click the link, go download it, print it out. You have it. It's yours. Run, baby, run. Here we go. So each day, right? We talked about the big three: filter, focus, prioritize. So each day you got to choose the filter you are going to put on the day. The filter is like the outfit you're going to wear. The filter is such an incredibly important part. And actually I'll slow down for a quick second. Imagine that. to help you understand that. We all know that how we dress changes how we, like, changes like the experiences that we have in the day. On the days that you're running around in like sweats and a hoodie and like super cozy, those days you just feel kind of like meh, like you're cozy and that's, you know, you're happy, but you're not like, you're not feeling like you're in your power. Your confidence may not be at the highest level. You're just kind of like slowly kind of moving through your day, right? But if you get dressed up and you throw your heels on and you got your blazer on, you're feeling like, man, I'm in business, and you show up and you're serious and your posture and conviction, your language and your personality, your confidence, everything is different. The way you move is different, right? So just like that outfit, when you wear a really pretty dress, you feel like super feminine and it's like so nice. And, you know, you like, you toss your pinky up when you're drinking something. You say, excuse me. You know, like I'm exaggerating here, but you're like getting the point. So your filter is kind of like how you're going to dress your day. And how you dress your day is going to really, you know, create the experiences that you have throughout the day. The filter is your mindset, not a fancy overlay that enhances your cheekbones and the lighting of where you are. When you pre-select the filter, okay, when you pre-select your mindset, you're going to carry through the day. You're making the most significant decision of the whole day. You're deciding how you will choose to see, hear, and perceive everything you experience in that day. This level of choice is incredibly empowering and is a way for you to fail-proof your day in that you've already decided what you're going to see and what you're going to experience. The filter you choose will alter all moments, big and small, into meaningful ones that will keep your mindset in the right place, your motives in check, and decrease the chances for you to experience things like negative emotions or negative experiences and negative people. Your filter is your first most important choice of the day. So each day when you wake up, decide the filter you're going to put on the day. Will it be a filter of gratitude, abundance, learning, positivity, acceptance, appreciation, whatever it is, watch the way in which the filter magically shapes your day and the way that it turns out. So when you wake up, the first thing we're going to hit, okay, what's my filter for the day? And you're going to choose that, just like you're going to choose what you're going to wear. And that's going to impact how you feel. And that's going to impact what you think. And that's going to impact how you show up. And that's going to impact how you respond. And that's going to impact how you move. And those are the little micro adjustments we got to make when we want to make those big, big moves, right? So next up, we're going to decide the focus of our day. And I love this because it forces us to eliminate the things that don't matter, minimize distractions, and allows us to really think about what is important and what actually needs to occur. It gives your day, context before your day starts. And this is a huge advantage as it will provide clarity for decision-making, provide clarity of action, and also, honestly, a huge sense of relief because some days the focus is going to just be finishing the project, providing mentorship for the team, getting your kids everywhere they need to be on time. That's literally my focus on Thursdays. Rest, play, quality time with your family. Your focus that day might be eating healthy, getting movement in, setting appointments, managing house operations, which is a fancy way of saying bills. You know, I don't say I pay bills. I manage the house operations. It feels like, I don't know, it just makes it feel fancy, which makes me feel better about it. So either way, you set the focus for your day, which means you are, like, as a result of that, when you have focus, when you set the focus for your day, you are going to be incredibly intentional with your time. You're going to be focused on single tasks and not choosing to complete and chase down a to-do list. When you have this focus, it's so great because if what you're about to embark on or what you're about to do or what suddenly comes your direction or what infiltrates your day does not align with that day's focus, it's so much easier to say, yeah, nope, nope. It actually allows you to create these really incredible boundaries for yourself. You know, your focus that day is to to eat healthy, we'll say, and your friend calls you up like, hey, let's go to brunch in the middle of the day. But you know, if you go to brunch with Becky, you're probably going to have a mimosa, and that's probably not healthy in the middle of the afternoon for you that day. So, you know what, Becky, today's not the best day for that. Can we maybe take a look at that? Whatever. Reschedule, right? Maybe your focus is to spend quality time with your kids, and you have somebody reach out to you and they're like, oh my gosh, I really need you to get this done for work, or I really need you to take care of this, or can you take a look at this, or blah, 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 blah. Actually, no, today I can't. Why can you say no to that? Because you know you've already created a focus for yourself, which allows you to put boundaries in a place which protect your time, protects your energy, it protects your emotions, and most importantly, it protects the things that matters to you most and keeps you from falling victim to time and joy robbers. They're out there. Trust me, you know one of them. Okay, so I love the focus aspect. Lastly, prioritize. Now, you know, if we've talked, if you listen to the show, if you hang out with me on social media, you know that prioritization is a big thing for me, and I've covered it in several episodes. But you listen, you are either prioritized or you're not. You either have priorities or you don't. People who have priorities know exactly what they are. They're crystal clear. If they're not at the tip of your tongue, they're in the back of your mind. And if they're in the back of your mind, that means they don't exist. So we want to change that. If you're not calling out daily priorities, then you really don't have them. And this is why you continue to struggle with time management. This is why you continue to struggle with getting things done. And you always find yourself behind and trying to catch up and feeling like you're getting nowhere fast. It's not that you are not good at time management. It's just you just haven't declared priorities, right? But we're going to work on that today. Priorities clear the way for progress. That statement alone is like such a woosa statement, like woosa, like priorities, you know, clear the way for progress. And I just feel like that literally just, it feels light. It feels like something heavy is lifted every time that I say it. And it reminds me of like when we have priorities, clarity of what we need to do and what matters, like totally comes into play. So we got to recognize that the things we got to recognize the things we must do or accomplish that day, right? That's what priorities are about. What are the things I must do and must accomplish for today? This is where you can embed the 5-3-1 method for success that I teach. 5 priorities, 3 key, and 1 that if completed will boost your confidence and give your day momentum. So we got to have those priorities. So let's just put this into practice for fun, okay? So today's filter is gratitude. I'm going to filter all things through this. See the great in the good and the good in the challenging. I'm going to acknowledge and give thanks for the things that go well and the nods I receive for being on the right track. And I'm going to look at the challenges as learning opportunities with the understanding that something might come from it that will not only improve, but potentially enhance what it is that I'm working toward. Talk about intention. I just put a whole filter of gratitude on my day. And that's going to change the way I see everything, right? And that's going to give my day some tone, and it's going to give it some color, and it's going to keep it within the scope of where I need it to be successful. Today, my focus is growth. So my filter is gratitude. My focus is growth. Today's all about growth. All right. So let me list my priorities. Read a chapter of a book. / make that first day of activity and share something I learned from that in my stories, or share a quote or a caption or something from the book that really resonated with me on social media. Take it and apply that learning somewhere. Another priority would be to acquire 3 to 5 new customers. So I'm going to prioritize conversations and following up with people today. The priority is connecting with others around current projects and opportunities, which means I might be reaching out to some people about the Brewing Success community, or, you know, the well that I have, or whatever the case may be. Help a team member reach a goal. So my priorities are going to be reaching out to that person, providing coaching and mentoring, setting goals with them, creating an action plan. If my focus is growth and those are my priorities, doesn't that sound like a pretty smashed up, like amazing day? Yes. I'm going to run this whole day through gratitude. So even if the conversations don't go well, even if, you know, connecting with some of these people doesn't exactly lead to the opportunity to talk to them about these other projects, that is okay, because I'm grateful for the opportunity to connect. Maybe I learned something new. Maybe a referral came out of it. Like, whatever the case may be, gratitude is going to guide me through my day. And I love that. Gratitude is your guide. Gosh, that just feels like a best friend in your pocket. Okay, so now what I love about this, I've got my filter. I've got my focus. My focus is growth. And you see how all those priorities align with the focus? They're all growth-based priorities with very specific actions that go along with them. And if I write this down, if I'm this intentional and I write it down and I follow through, I don't care what happens in your day, you're going to make progress. You are going to feel proud. You are going to increase your confidence in yourself, a belief, and that's going to transfer to all the areas of your life. Filter, focus, priorities, prioritize. You see, the filter sets the tone for the day. The focus sets the goal. And the priorities are the actions that fulfill the focus and enrich the tone of the day. These work together beautifully and provide a simple way for you to set intentions, get clarity on what matters, and make the moves that count. You know, success looks different when your approach to success is different. It's not about doing it all. It's about doing a few things well. It's not about getting it right all the time. It's about getting it right most days. When you choose to filter, focus, and prioritize, what you are choosing is progress. What you're choosing is growth. What you're choosing is intentional action. What you're choosing is to show up in a way that is authentic to who you are and what matters most to you. And when we get that part figured out, doing it in a way that makes the most sense for you, that's when you start to see really big results. You got to stop trying to do it like them. You got to do it like you. You got to find what floats your little progress boat, remember? And that's how you're going to set sail towards success. That's how you're going to move the needle. That's how you're going to start to see big changes. And I'm so excited for you to put this into practice and put it into use. Like, I want you to listen to this and I want you to stop. Like, don't stop on the highway and don't stop if you're showering. Like, finish that all up. But I want you to stop and I want you to, in the moment right now, whether it's first thing in the morning that you're listening to this, middle of the day or late at night, I want you to stop and I want you to apply a filter, focus, and priorities to your day and just feel the immediate difference that makes, the immediate clarity that you have, the immediate momentum you start to feel, the immediate excitement that you start to charge toward your dreams with. It's truly, truly incredible. So you guys, you know, thank you for joining me on today's episode where we talked about these three little decisions that lead to one big result. I can't wait for you, seriously, to implement this strategy using the free resource I created for you. So be sure to jump on the show notes and download it. Again, it is absolutely free. While you are at it, if you could do me a huge favor, you know, we're getting closer and closer to recording our 100th episode here, which is so exciting. Like, and it would be amazing. Like, if you could kindly leave a review on whichever platform you listen to the show on, it would help us out so much. And it would mean the world to me. I appreciate you guys so much for being a big part of the community here at Brewing Success, where growth is a mission, change is a reward, and progress is the goal.